pre-launch AI crypto.
With the resurgence of AI tokens, this is an opportunity to get into a project at the ground level.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about an exclusive early stage opportunity to get into one of the best looking AI crypto altcoins that hasn't even launched yet.
Unfortunately, there wasn't an opportunity to get in at a pre-sale level for the listeners and audience, or many in the public for that matter. But with this opportunity, there's a chance to start accumulating the token for virtually doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's by contributing to the network.
Yep.
So this is it was pretty hyped up, this project, about 6 months ago or so. It's like, oh, this brand new AI project. Everybody's really excited for it. Mm-hmm. The hype is going to start building up again, and it's going to happen around these nodes. And we'll get into what the project is, what the nodes do, and how you can benefit it from it.
For sure. So the project we're talking about today is KIP Protocol. Now, as Josh mentioned, this was one of the most hyped up AI projects that hadn't launched back when AI projects were just the talk of the town, right? And the reason why KIP is so highly hyped is, one, it seems to be one of these projects that was, you know, backed by or invested in by BitTensor OGs, right? It was kind of started to be mentioned in the same breath as BitTensor.
Yeah.
KIP Protocol won the 2023 Chainlink Hackathon, which is one of the most prestigious crypto events.
18,000 participants.
It's backed by Animoca Brands. I think there was something, was it Tencent or one of those companies was...
Won the Tencent Cloud Prize at 2023.
Yeah, so like a couple of prestigious awards for an early stage AI crypto project that hasn't launched yet. That's pretty solid. So I think that's what gave it a lot of the early stage hype. Then we saw, you know, the AI hype died down, as you said, but KIP still hasn't launched yet, and they've bided their time really well, because you don't really want to be launching a project while the market's been down.
Yeah.
But things are starting to the hype is starting to come back into crypto. The hype is starting to come back into AI, and we've done a few of these early stage node opportunities for Aether and for Carve, and we're going to talk about later in the episode about how successful the people that were actually able to claim some of these nodes were, and why KIP protocol and the KIP nodes could potentially be even more lucrative. So this is an episode you don't want to miss.
Yeah, KIP is all about monetization for everybody who contributes to the protocol and to AI development. The difference between, like, let's say BitTensor, if you want to partake in the BitTensor ecosystem and be a subnet, you have to pay all this money, all this BitTensor, to become a subnet and apply. And then you have to be weighted to actually, you know, you got to be a big dog essentially to get on there. Like, it's pretty difficult. Mm-hmm. With this, you are rewarded. Anybody in the world, like, whatever you contribute, whether you're a front end developer, a back end developer, whether you're using the app, providing data, they've made it really easy for anybody to monetize their contribution. And with these nodes, you're able to contribute and you are rewarded for it. So KIP really puts monetization at the forefront of AI. And I think it's really important that we focus on KIP protocol now and the earnings, because if you pay attention, AI tokens are seeing a resurgence on the back of, you know, the Grayscale basket with BitTensor and Render and all those other things. You can also see a lot of the Bitcoin miners, they're going away from Bitcoin mining to AI mining and contributing to that. And I think we're still at the very beginning of the AI boom. So super important to be paying attention here.
For sure. And if you look into the back end of what Kit Protocol has actually been building while they haven't launched their token and people kind of haven't really been looking at AI tokens, they've put together a few pretty interesting partnerships. So one of the things they're kind of focusing on is actually decentralized AI education. So they've got this huge partnership with Open Campus, which has these millions of learners on their online education platform. So Kip, I think, you know, AI in general can do a lot for education, for teaching kids. You know, AI can personalize education for kids. It can start to learn what kids' weaknesses and strengths are. So I think AI can really revolutionize education. And so I think Kip moving into that niche with Open Campus could be a big differentiator for them. They've also got a partnership with Momate. So they've onboarded 3 million plus AI users in another way. So when you look at Kip Protocol 1, you see a protocol that has onboarded millions of users, is building partnerships with some legitimate businesses and online education and other spaces. And they're tackling the whole monetization, decentralization of AI and building like payment rails between AI assets. So they're carving out like a unique part of their of the AI industry that just Kip is looking at. And I think with so many different AI projects, you really need to differentiate yourself. And I think Kip has done a really good job of that.
Yeah, I think they really have. I think, you know, putting the monetization towards anybody who contributes. So I tried to find like a real world example. And like let's say you create an AI model that predicts weather patterns. You can use a Kip protocol to make sure you get paid every time someone else uses your model. Mm. You know, so let's say that reoccurring revenue share that is going to occur with everybody who is, all the developers at least, who are getting into Kip protocol.
Sure.
Another way is like, let's say you're providing, you gather data on traffic patterns. So you're the user now and you're not the back end guy. Mm-hmm. You're providing, let's say like the Natix token, whatever, like your map, your surroundings. So if you're providing that data, you're rewarded for it. So they make it really easy and seamless for everybody to be connecting to the Kip protocol, monetizing from it and controlling it. So
yeah, it's interesting. So we've kind of just got a quick update on what Kip Protocol is and why we are early investors in it. But then yeah, going back to early stage opportunities and how to get into products before they launch it. Sometimes we offer exclusive private sales through this channel. Sometimes we do pre-sales where people can get in. Sometimes they can't, unfortunately. Sometimes we're able to offer you exclusive node sale opportunities. And that's what we have today through our exclusive referral link to the Kip Protocol node sale. So if you've been following this channel for a while, you probably remember the Aether node sale. And the Aether node sale has performed very, very well. So we'll run some of the numbers and we'll show up on the screen the comparison between Kip, Aether, and Carve, and a couple of other big node sales. And if you look at a couple of the key differentiators, so there's a couple of key factors into what the node sale does. So the protocols always set aside a certain percentage of their supply to reward people for using nodes. So it's like 10, 15, 20%. So Aether was 15%, Kip is 20%. So already you can see more tokens are set aside for Kip node holders than Aether. Then there's the emission period. So it's how long are the tokens being distributed to the node holders? And it's usually like 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Aether, it takes 4 years for that 15% to be given out to node holders. With Kip, first of all, it's 20%, and the emission period isn't 4 years, it's 3 years.
Right.
So you're getting more tokens, and you're getting them faster. And the cherry on top with Kip is that there's no cliff. You're claiming every 30 days. With Aether, there was a 180-day, half-a-year cliff. So people that bought the nodes are still not even able to claim any tokens. So when you just look at the numbers, comparison-wise, Kip actually looks more attractive than both Carve and Aether.
Absolutely. And when you run the numbers on what the eight, you know, the, I think the Aether nodes were selling for like $600-$700 or something like that. At its current market cap of around $1.5 billion, fully diluted to around $3 billion or so, these node operators are earning around $5,000 for when that full emission period has come to an end. However, if we see this raging bull market, we see liquidity enter the markets for the next 4 or 5 years, and Aether goes from a $2 billion market cap to, let's say, a $20 billion market cap, which is very possible in the realm of crypto, for example, especially in the AI realm. Those tokens are going to be not worth $5,000 anymore. They're going to be worth $20,000
or $50,000
or $50,000, yeah. Right? So you can imagine now with these Kip nodes that you're running, we'll get the page up for you. It looks super clean and easy. You don't really need any particular hardware or anything, quite easy. I think they're selling for like between $500,000 and $1,000. Mm-hmm. You can see over time, it's like you're just continuously receiving these rewards for these tokens. And when a small percentage of the supply is dedicated to you as a node operator, you can see how that can stack up quickly over time.
Yeah, I think this is one of the opportunities that if you want to get into an early stage AI project that looks good, has good partnerships, is seeing real adoption, the KIP node sale could be for you. The node is transferred in the form of an NFT, and 6 months after the KIP protocol TGE, you can sell the node, right? So it's not just like you buy, you have to own it forever. You can buy it, and then if things are going well, True. You can cash out on the node. So you can earn 6 months worth of tokens and then sell it.
Yeah.
So that's like a good way to get your money back, get a bit of profit, and then sell it. So you can look at this as an investment and something you can flip as well.
Yeah, and with these nodes, like for people maybe they're not familiar, it's just an opportunity to be contributing to the network, and you're helping to decentralize it, you're helping to secure it, you know, you're helping, and for doing that, you're being rewarded, because when there's multiple nodes, the protocol is running across all these different nodes, there's not one single point or one single entity that can be attacked by a hacker, etc. So the more decentralized it is, the better it is for security, and you're rewarded for running these nodes.
100%. So, hey, look, if you want to take part in the KIP node sale, if you want to just learn more about it, check out our exclusive Beanstalk referral link in the description of the episode. I think it gets you a little bit of money off the node purchase as well. But hey, look, we like KIP protocol. We're early investors. We're looking forward to the TGE of KIP. The only way at this point that people can get in before it launches is by buying a node. So obviously none of this is financial advice. We're saying, look, here's an opportunity we think is cool. We've invested in the project, and here's an opportunity for you to do so as well. So check the link in the description. If you have any questions or anything about KIP, let us know in the comments.
And then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.